fair play to him. He was better whenever I came to nip and tuck, and whatever reason was, I was so nervous whenever I got the 2-all, even on my own on my throw, and that was the worst thing ever. Was none of us could hold our throw, obviously, until he won that set to win the match. Every other set was against the throw, so yeah, no, it's my own fault. I should have won the first set. All honestly, I missed a 47 and I missed a 64, and I clearly should have won the first set 3-1, but champions do what they do, and he crawled himself in, kept himself in the game, and whenever he came to the crucial stage, he won the legs, won the sets. And that's probably why he's got more experience than me playing set play whenever he's won the leg side 3 times in a row.
I know the 2 previous years you've won major titles, but this year, semi-finalist in the Premier League, semi-finalist at the World Match Play, and not a million miles away from going further in both those tournaments. You still count yourself as progressing and learning as a dart player, even though you're world number 6, don't you?
I still feel like I've got a lot to learn. I've still never ever played my best game on the stage. I've went up there and played well and won games, but I've never ever went up there and played, left myself, practicing wise, before I played Glenn at home. Every other leg I was on practicing at home, I was on 81 to 87 to 121 after 9 darts. And if you can't produce that on the stage, depending against a world class player like Glenn, that's I says in an interview before we played, probably a better finisher than me, you're going to get punished, and that's what happened overall. And fair play to Glenn, good luck in the next round, whoever it should be. But I need to go back, and I need to still find another couple of percentage on my averages to keep myself where I am, and if I don't, I'll be dropping down the rankings.